In the middle of Tafresh and Aleph Sifhei. So we should have a whole arichus in terms of the tzura, how a person should be making the bracha. That the Gemara in Lama Tess in Sukkah brings down kol hamitzvos brachim over the siyasan. A person has to do over the siyasan, you have to do a bracha before you go in and do the mitzvah. And the Shalosh tells the Vek, when you're dealing with luv and esrig, l'chayra right away, the Gemara says you pick up it. As soon as you pick it up, you eat to the mitzvah. So how is it going to work out that you're going to have the kiyum of the mitzvah, of the kiyum of the mitzvah, of the kiyum of Oveh Siyasa? So Tesis in Sukkah Estu Malachim, but first we'll start with the Sukkah in Pesach. The word Pesach Mahan is when they get the Nisar Bracha, Mika'al, Waleh. And the Gemara says that being that every time you pick up a yitzah, so therefore that's why it doesn't pass the bracha. And it says the Gemara is right away yitzah, and the bracha, it sounds like from the Gemara, my shvus the Gemara is that the bracha is always after yitzah, right? The Gemara says already yitzah when I picked it up. So the Gemara is brought by the nusach, the al, the le, the Gemara says since you already yitzah already, so therefore you're yitzah already. In fact, Tosfos, if you're already yitzah already, so how you yitzah over the siyasan? It's like Tosfos, so yeah, so yes, it is because of the being that you have to manage it. So therefore, being that they're in the new, and therefore it's considered a Vasiyasin. So Shteni Tosfos Pesachim, and passes the Gemara Pesachim, that a lulav every single time, the bracha is when, after you're ready with Yitzah. Now, Ravas, since it's not Nuim, so therefore it's considered a Vasiyasin. But definitely the Pashtus Hasugah, and the Pashtus Mashmais of Tosfos, is that every time you pick up a Yitzah ready, and there is no Kal of over the Vasiyasin. So now you have a Kasim, versus a Vasiyasin. And by lieu of how do you do it, the answer to Tosfos seems to be is that being that you have the Nanuim, so somewhat over Siyasan, but that's not Chanami, that's already you are Yitzah. You were Yitzah, that's a mitzvah, being that the Nanuim is a chilek of the mitzvah, so therefore also the Nanuim is over Siyasan. But not that you have to go ahead and do any Eitzahs. The King Kasav Iran, the man says that it's open Gemara. The Gemara says over Siyasan is because of the Nanuim, and as a matter, you're already Yitzah already. And the Vasiyasim is just because of the Nanu. Tosfos in Sukkah comes along and gives three different Eitzahs. Eitzah number one, we don't have a Gemara here, do we? One Eitzah, Tosfos gives Eitzah in terms of that we do is that you make the bracha on the lula before you pick up the esrog, that's Malach Rambam. That you make a bracha tizav shachiyanu before you pick up the esrog. What does that help? Being that you have to have all four minim. So if I don't have all four minim, and therefore the makav says, and I'm not yotzi yet, so therefore that's the mahalach adavar. Why is considered over siyasan? That's mahalach tosfos. Mahalach number one. Mahalach number two is there's a kol mitzvah kavanas. So being you have to have kavanah to be yotzi mitzvah. So over here, if I don't have kavanah to be yotzi the mitzvah, so therefore it's considered over siyasan because I don't have. What do you say? Tzatzus shanim yes. We all mitzvahs. It's mechalikas tzrichas kavana, ain't tzrichas kavana. So Hashem say that even if you ain't tzrichas kavana, but opposite kavana, I want to be yitzah, that will be enough. Malach number three, the Tosfos they put upside down that thing that dalamin after yitzah, after you take a derek gedulam. So if I do it and I flip it upside down, it's not derek gedulam. So for it's not going to be an issue. Okay, we got that in a second. So this is the second we have so far. The pashis that tzrichas shteitem sachim, as soon as you pick up a yitzah. In fact, Tosfos says, I want to have a siyasa, and Tosfos says, I don't know him. Chinkas of Aran, and you don't have to give an eitzah. That's what sounds like the Pashas of the Gemara. Tosfos in Sukkah seems to be chilek. He seems to say, no. But Avad, you have to do over siyasa, you have to find a pretend. Has it been the Gemara Pesachim? I think Gemara Pesachim says that the Nusra Baruch doesn't pass because he's ready as soon as you pick up the eitzah. What you have to say is that even though these ideas are pretends and they're ideas, but like, the mitzvah of the Pashas of the Dovah is, if you ain't do that, you're able to make a bracha. Maybe he's supposed to do these things. But the mashmois is that I'm still able to make a bracha even after I pick it up. And being that I'm able to make a bracha even after I pick it up, so therefore that's why the nusach bracha doesn't pass. That's what you have to say. So Tosfos goes through two different truths. One is that's not the yitzah. Two is don't pick up the esrog yet. Three is flip it upside down. Now, Benigeya, let's go shlav by shlav each of these eitzahs and try to figure out which one's the best and what are the miles, what are the concerns of each eitzah. Right. So, talking about the eitzah having come out and not to be yitzah. So, the Taz among Ram have a taina. The Taz doesn't like it so much because maybe you're going to forget. What's going to remind you? You're doing everything the same. You bring up the load, you bring up the aspect. You're doing everything the same. You're just having more not to have a kavanah. It's like the Taz that maybe possibly somebody's going to forget. I mean, somebody's going to forget. So therefore, he doesn't like the Eitzah so much and wouldn't recommend it so much. The Magen Avraham says in Lomdus, maybe it's no good. But the pshat is that what do we say? You have a mind not to be yoitza. But that's the greatest machlokes in the Sugya of Mesechta Kavana. We'll get there one day. Kavana hafeches, that it works, is not a davar muskim. It's telling the Rishonim. It's not a davar pasha that it works. So therefore, it's like the Magen Avraham down on the side. The Arishonim holds that it doesn't work having Kavana Fakat. Even maybe most Rishonim hold it does work. But the Arishonim is something that doesn't work. So therefore, he doesn't like so much the Itza of having Kavana Fakat. The Eitza of picking up the Lulav and not the Esrig. So, is that the Rambam, the Eitza of the Rambam? Is that a perfect Eitza or not? So, number one. What? The Eitza of the Taisus and the Chavar. You make a bracha to Lulav before you take the Esrig, after the Lulav is in your hand. After you already have the Lulav. So, that Eitza. So, is that a perfect Eitzah or not? So, the Gaon doesn't like, because it sounds like the Rav Sachem says, that you have to make a bracha in your hand. And that's also a little bit too in advance. The fact that you didn't pick up the Esther yet, it's a little bit too in advance. And therefore, the Gaon doesn't like that Eitzah so much. Va'oid, it could be that Lamaisa, you yoitza the Luv already. I picked up the Luv. Zach is that works. So, when I pick up the Luv, so now after they think Esther will come out of my fray, I was Yitzhak Luluv ready. So Kappa de Luluv, Oivah Siyasan, me, I'm not getting the Kiyam of the Oivah Siyasan. So therefore, it's sad to say, I really was Yitzhak Luluv, so therefore that Yitzhak is not such a great Yitzhak Mitzad, the Luluv. But we'll see at the end of the sermon, isn't it? Shana Bachalik Shoshana, whether Zach is that guy works. So that's what we're going to see, that in the Sifya Dalet, Bachalik Shoshana, tell you about that. But it's stunning to say that I picked the Lulav, it's a Lulav. I'm not used to one without the other one, but if I do the Lulav and then the rest of it, so it comes out of my fair as Yitzah. So therefore, copy the Lulav, I'm missing the Oiva Asiyasan, and that'll be the Chsarn of that Yitzah. Copy the Yitzah, putting it upside down. So, what's the. Yeah, what's the Chsarn of that? So, one concern of that is Chayadim says when you flip it over, you get holes. Chayadim says when you flip it over, you're going to get holes in it. So I'm not sure it means you're holding by the orchids, or I'm not sure it means because you're going to scratch it when you're turning it upside down. I'm not 1,000% sure. You know, this is very delicate. Your acid is very delicate, and you get holes when you turn it upside down. I'm not 1,000% sure. Kav Chayim says maybe it's a little bit of zuzel. You take the acid and it's upside down, like. It's not so respectful to do such a thing. There's also a taina of the Bekri Yaakov, which gets into the Sama Chodim taina that Yesh Lachkur Mitzvah Sluv, it's the Kaktam Lachem, the Mitzvah of the Kicha. Is the Mitzvah of the Kicha just means Achiza holding it, or the Mitzvah you have to pick it up? Bekri Yaakov discusses the Tafesh and Beis. Let's say it's before Leish HaShachar, I pick it up. And it's holding it in my hand. And now came a Leish. So the Kicha wasn't as long as Chiyav. If you say the Mitzvah is tape the kicha, so then the kicha wasn't the chiyav, therefore not going to be yitzah. If a kachem just means achiza, just means holding it, so then if it just means holding it, so then I could say that lemaisa I'm holding it b'shaitai. So some of these eitzas lemaisa, if I pick it up with kavanah to be yitzah, or I pick it up and it's upside down, so it will come out that the kicha wasn't the kicha shachiyav. So meaning the kicha wasn't the kicha shachiyav, therefore some oira that maybe. If you hold the mitzvah, it's the lekicha, and the kingdom hand not betor mitzvah, so maybe that should go ahead and be right. So that's a shayla. Do you say that the pshat is that I pick up not to be yitzah, but I want to be yitzah in 5 minutes? So do you say the pshat is if you hold the mitzvah, it's the lekicha, so it's a little bit strange to understand where's the lekicha? The mitzvah is the picking up. I didn't want to pick up to be yitzah, to be the mitzvah. Now it's in my hand. So.
It could only be the Lekicha if you're not making
the Brachon.
What
do you say? The Mitzvah
could only be the Lekicha if you're
going to
be Yitzhak without making the
Brachon. Because
then right when
you
pick it up, you're
Yitzhak. What do you mean? The Mitzvah is. If you hold the Mitzvah, it's picking up the Lulav. That's the Mitzvah. So now, if I didn't pick it up, I'm not Yitzhak. I had it in my hand before Lois, I'm not Yitzhak. If I was. I'm not Yitzhak. Now, if I pick up not for Chiyav. So the tzad to say, this is the tzad. We could debate this. The tzad wants to make an afachiv. So I didn't do the kikha shachiv. So I didn't do the kikha shachiv. That wasn't the mitzvah. Now they're going to make the bracha. Therefore, it's not going to work. Okay, so the mechaber brings down You make a bracha to Yisrael of Shachanu comes to the Esrig, Kish Bracha Vesiyasan. That's a Svaram that you make a bracha to Yisrael of Shachanu before they take the Esrig. And Chayim Pasak Kafachayim. Kafachayim says that the Minhag Olam is like the first Shita, you don't take the Esrig until you have to take the bracha. Bikur Yaakov also likes that one, Sukkot Nechavez. And Bikur Yaakov also likes that. We saw Shem Zalman had a little different portent. They put his hand and the love without picking up on the table. And as soon as he made the bracha, then he picked it up. He said, why? Because it takes less time than flipping it over. I mean, it takes less than flipping it over, so therefore he held that you know, that's the best eitz in terms of the hefsek. What? Both. Little messing on the table. He has hand on it. When it's on the table, make a bracha and just go like that. Like that, you got around the smallest hefsek. You don't have the tiny eitz to the lulav already. You don't have the problem with kicha. What? So he's marchik. He says that. They're saying, hey, it's over this one. Who did this one? Like, that's it, right over there. Like, it's marchik. Yeah. Not sure. So Kippur, Kav Chayim, Kri Yaakov, they like that Eitzah. The Goyin goes to Eitzah having come out to be Eitzah. That's what he writes. Chazanish. The Goyin writes over here, the whole thing's the Rav Chalim Mosa, we said. That's something more Pesachim screaming. You don't have to do any of these Eitzahs. I make the bracha. So he says, okay, I'll send the new ones. The old Gemara is saying, don't do it. So the Goyin says, it's a Rav Chalim Mosa. A Maila, that's the Minam Achiv to do it. The Gemara was Namachayvi to do it. It's like a Rav Chalim Mosa. Yeah, that's what the Goyin says. Because the Goyin goes to the Eitzah, having Nakavanda, the Maila, the Minigal Moyle, Mosa, the Chayim Bracha, and the Maila to the Bach, the Minigal Stipe the one like this, the Minigal Ruiva, the Maila, they turn upside down, and they go ahead and make the bracha and flip it upside down. So the shaila is that, let's say somebody...
What is
it? Upside down, I'm saying. The shaila
is... there a reason not to Rishon Zalman? Like, what we're saying, Rishon Zalman is the best day to see.
Yeah. What would be the chasarin of it? Is there any chasarin of it? What do you say? Right. And it was the Gemara... The Goyin says that's to be in your hand. Could be in Ulo Tziyasin also. But still in your hand. It's not picked up. You're holding it. Yeah.
Does that have to be in your hand?
Huh? No, he has like this, like a really heavy hand.
What we do, we're all stuck
in the holding your hand, yeah. Saying. The Shevet Akasi discusses the Shaila in terms of like, a lot of times you pick it up, so like if it's in the Esrog Bas, it's like a little bit up, and you go up. And it takes a second, you know, you take it and you flip it upside down. So the Tule was a Yotzer already.
You know you can
make a problem.
Huh? You know you can still make a problem.
Okay, but the question is, did you mess up or not?
Mess up on the mile?
Sometimes in the box, yeah. Sometimes in the box is just facing us. You go like that and you like flip it over, right? Yeah, give us doing like you flip it over right away. Is that going to be a problem? So he wants to say like that that's to make one out to be yitzu. So you wanna be yitzu with that. So therefore it's not such a problem. Elamai telling me so I make one out to be yitzu, just be straight, but just do straight like the Goyin. Do I just like one out to be yitzu? He says that. The mice, he says a little bit of a chiddush, and it's okay. He says that the Arbitrary time we say with Kavanah Yetzi doesn't work. He says maybe that's something in Kavanah. If you do a Maisa, maybe it's better. It's Megaladas. I did a Maisa showing I don't want to be Yetzi. Yeah, because that's chiddush. Shev Levi Dal Kafayin Zayim. He said, Noshin Ami Aretz. Shev Lekasi. So Noshin and Ami Aretz are just like, you know, they just think it's part of the process of the Alaminim is like you take it over and then. They flip it over, they think, like, that's part of the mitzvah, right? You take it upside down, and then you know, they're not doing it, it's not being yitzah. So then maybe in a chanami, it could be an issue. But, that's the answer to time. That's not coming to be yitzah, the mitzvah. Now, when they're saying it, Tosis brings down, Tosis was in Sukkot, he says, how yitzah? He says, different yitzahs, then he says, could be yitzah, why? Because Anshe Yishalayim. Anshe Yishalayim means to take the dollar minimum all day, so hold it. So he means the lulav all day. So you see, the holding is the hemshech of the mitzvah. Being holding is the hemshech of the mitzvah. So therefore, that's how you have to make a bracha over Yisrael. Which you see, tremendous chiddush. The Rebbe brings down that Am Yisraelim is to walk around and hold the lulav, the dollar minimum, in the hand all day. The pasuk shat in Am Yisraelim is it's just like a mitzvah. Once I picked up the mitzvah, I did the mitzvah. Like, if I'm doing a longer, it's not more of a mitzvah. I did the mitzvah. In fact, the holding more day, why is that more of a mitzvah? Shtein and Tosis is a moedek chiddush. It's not just tamas chivitz a mitzvah. It's an etzem kiyum a mitzvah that holding the dalmim longer, walking around it, shtein and shalim, that also is a kiyum mitzvah.
But you're now picking up again?
Kipshuta Yasa, that's not Yerushalayim. What's the Pshat? The Pshat is, you could say the only lines like the Mitzivre and the Rambam that like says by Maral, which say like by Achilas Matzah below Pesach. But they say when the Torah is Mechayiv something, so that's the minimum amount, but the more you do, it becomes a chilik of that mitzvah. So it comes, you know, you be mamshich with mitzvah, you marich the mitzvah, therefore holding the alamina more, it's a hemshich of the tiyasulub, therefore all yichir becomes a chilik of the mitzvah. It might say, this is a tremendous chiddush. The pashup shah and shishlaim is, it's damas chavivus a mitzvah, it's not a etzankiyah mitzvah. Shteit and shishlaim, that's going to be a kiyah mitzvah, that's going to be considered a chiddush mitzvah. The Bekri Yaakov wants to say, what? So whatever, like shmack. The Pekei Yaakov says, "Kadosh Chavon saying this that we see Anshe Yerushalayim sit over the Yosan. Why? It's only a minog. It's not mamash a chiyuv to do such a thing." He says, "Elamai, a minog is enough for one to go ahead and make a bracha on Tais goes over the Yosan." If a student Pekei Yaakov will come back to in a couple minutes, now if he wants to take off on Taisus, let's say somebody forgot to make a bracha, and we're holding by. You finished Hallow already. All you have left now is to do Thy Shanis. That's a minog. So the Pekei Yaakov, you see from Taisus that a minog alone is enough. Maybe wants to say you can make a bracha even before they shanitz, because you see a minog alone is enough. A shanitz is a minog, and that's what he wants to say. That's what he wants to take out of Taisus. When it's clear, the Pekei Yaakov. We'll come back to that. Fine. Now, in terms of the etzem chakira we just discussed before, what is the mitzvah of dalaminim? Mitzvah is the lakicha, or mitzvah is the just the shaking, the holding. So the Pekei Yaakov clears the shayla. He says, "Nachmin is the tigger for leisa shachay." The mitzvah is the kicha in a yotze. The mitzvah is the holding. Then you're going to be yes. Like, well, come on, Nachmin is going to maybe an hemshech. So brought down that some sefer and Rabbanim Eiger have a kuach gadol about what the mitzvah kiv Eiger, Rabbanim Eiger, that's a great grandson, and some sefer had a kuach in terms of this mitzvah, whether it's the Chazon Ish also goes back and forth. Is the mitzvah the kachem, is the kicha, or is it achiza? It's being gerai maybe from Kli Sharis, Chafina. His netiyah the Chazon Ish is more that's a din the kicha. Sorry, it's a din achiza holding. It's not so much in the kicha. Simon ben Kli Sharis, Kli Sharis within Kli Sharis. His netiyah is more that's a din the kicha over here. And the nafkamina is going to be like we said before. If you pick it up before alayis and you go on to alayis. Now some of the achrayim want to be gerai that we said before. But the case of the lulav. In the case of a lulav, you hold upside down the maisa. It's definitely more pashas. That's a good raya, right? I pick up the lulav, take upside down. So now I didn't take a little bechiv. So if the mitzvah is lekicha, it's a little bit shver to say they're going to be yitzha. Shem zam, when we saw in the Hashem was machik, he says no, that azal lekicha, which is going to be taken lachas man for the mitzvah, that's considered lekicha. Now it definitely is ksas leichik, and as if the unsend the mitzvah is the taking shabbai. That's a mitzvah. I didn't do the taking b'chiyav. It definitely sounds like more like the tzad that's the chizah shabbai. I come on Hashem Zaman Demachin and say maybe this is the kichah shabbai. Vazal kichah teyil lachazman. It's not going to be an issue. Now in terms of because there the kichah was not a kichah shalchiyav. It's not a zman chiyav. It wasn't shayach to mukhayav. It's therefore it's mufka. The kichah is mufka for the mitzvah. Here I'm taking it now for in a zman chiyav for lachazman. What? What do you say? Commercial license for sure. What about Mahabakhli? What? Well, because on Lulav it was a Maisa. Could turn around. That's okay. Could be it's only on the commercial license. On the Mahabakh Shabbai, I picked up the Lulav and I picked up the. And that's the Gosso I did a Maisa. So it's a Wonga Kicha. If it's commercial license, that's where the Ekatain is going to be. And then the Magavar brings down from the. Based on Kabbalah, that in the Eifanai, you're supposed to take the Lulav and the asterisk. So he says, that you first should pick up the asterisk, and then you should take the lulav. And he says that first goes, and he's medamit the tefillin shayat, tefillin shareish. That just like tefillin shayat, you should take the asterisk first, and then afterwards you should pick up the lulav yamin. After you take the lulav, and medamit the tefillin shayat, tefillin shareish, just tefillin shayat, because it's still like a duma, tefillin shayat, and tefillin shareish. Who then over here is like Bada that you should take the Eslik first and not the Luluf. Like Rambam Zam from Apikabal. Now everyone asks that Mechaber and Sefei seems to say the opposite, right? Take the Luluf and afterwards make a bracha and then pick up the Eslik. Seems to be that it doesn't hold of that Magan Avram. Voidus Vesemis in the Flamet Hay in Sukkah says that the dimion to tefillin is a very shrey dimion. By tefillin, Shad is the two mitzvahs. Say, Al Shorai is two mitzvahs. So there's a Sedek Adim, and that's a mitzvah. But over here, by Damien, it's a whole mitzvah that we find in Sedek Adim, Daf Kazoi. And he says that Elmai is saying it Api Soid, Elun Isak Ministaris, you know. And I feel Api Soid, he doesn't understand when you have one mitzvah. When you have one mitzvah, we find in Sedek Adim, we don't find Shadda Sedek. The mitzvah, Behetiv does bring it down, but Shabur does not mention it.
Who?
Yeah, this whole Machaber is going to get it, right? That whole Tosfos seems to be going to get it. And it would seem to be the opposite. They should take a lulav first, because that has maybe more of the... it has more of the minim, it's bigger, it's taller, and then afterwards you take the esrog. It seems to be, you know, that would be the proper anaga. Now, how long do you have to make the bracha? So the Machaber brings, we just spoke about, you have to make the bracha has to be over the siyasan. We spoke different eitzes, how to make over the siyasan. But my, if you didn't do that, you have to use this in Pesachim, it says, then Nanum is also okay. Shalom v'ekam l'kicham v'raka kach shtekam Nanum min ha-mitzvah. Nanum is a chelik in the mitzvah. Habin Nanum is a chelik in the mitzvah. They'll be able to make the bracha even afterwards. And the shayla is, what Nanum are we talking about? Are we talking about Nanum of the... Which Nanum are we talking about? Are we talking about Nanum of the Lulav or the Nanum of Hala? So definitely Nanum of Lulav, we're saying that was Pasha, that one is able to go ahead and make the bracha, because that's the thing, that's a chelik in a mitzvah. The Shah is being dealing with the Nanum of Hala, Yish Lechker, the Nanum of Hala. Is that din in Hala or is it din more in the Lulav? It's a Maila in Hala or it's a Maila also in Etzem? The kichas alulav, and being that's a mind that's a kichas alulav, so therefore you're able to go ahead and make a bracha. Shmuel doesn't say 100%. Most of the chayim nam on, most of them nam on that. The chayim says that you can make a bracha before halal, right? So the chayadim kind of stuff, even after halal is didn't, because truth they were makel that you can make a bracha before the nuum of halal, that we look at the nuum as a chiluk of mitzvah lulav, not just a chiluk of mitzvah halal. After the nuum of halal, so we said that's the b'kriyak when the two chadish b'kriyak when the chadish als ishanis, and the chashukah would say kol zman is biyadei. That's what chashukah would say. Huh? We go around, that's work around. That's a shan, that's the B'kriyak, what's in the Kaddish said. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Kol Zman is B'yaday, the Aruch HaShulchan. Why, because he says that what? That's Anshu Shulayim. So Anshu Shulayim is not brought down in the Eitzes in the Shulchan Aruch. It sounds like a very B'chiddish. Kipshu Anshu Shulayim, what? It says it's Anshu Shulayim. Because Kipshu Anshu Shulayim is not a Kibbutz HaMitzvah, it's not even a Kiyam Mitzvah. Kipshu Anshu Shulayim. What? That's what Kiyakim says, yeah. That's what... I mean, Shabura sounds like before that. The Shabura seems to go with Taisa. I think Taisa is not Nunum, right? Shabura does not seem to hold with this, right? He says, that's not Nunum. Nunum gam came in a mitzvah. Doesn't seem to think so much about that. Shyness doesn't seem to be that he's going to. And in terms of Shechianu, so first the bracha has to be standing up, like on mitzvahs, the tidei has to be standing up. The Yavi do the bracha, and the mitzvah sitting down, the mitzvah is going to be Yaitza. Yeah, now it's negesh shekhanu sefav zemek shekhanu b'shas asiyah al b'shas netila. You know, many didn't make the bracha shekhanu b'shas asiyah salulav, but since we're not to make the bracha l'chachila, I told the shas netila. So the chayadim, you make a bracha on the first day, what should you do? He says, you make a bracha on the first day shekhanu. Shas, what do you do? Do you say it's like a pri, the first time you have a pri, you make a bracha. If you messed up the first time, you messed up, right? Somebody has a baby girl, so you make shekhanu, right? If you didn't make a bracha for a while, so then it's too late and you messed up and you can't make the bracha. So Shaila there is, well, if you didn't make a bracha for say Shechianu, the Shaila can make a bracha in the Hamshah. So Shabbat Baskins, then in Leibach, Shechianu, Mimish, and Yachal Bach, Afidu, Bim Shvi, if not the Lulav, make a bracha Bim Shvi. What's the reason why? So Shabbat later on says, Tavar Yisam Obeys, that Shin Lavush, I'm going to Vram. The Pshat is that because Yesh the Chalak between a pre-chadash, you only make a bracha at the beginning. Mashenkein over here, pshat is, since it's a separate mitzvah every single day, and the lay is a mafsik, the zman atila, therefore it's considered separate mitzvahs, and just because I missed the first day, it's not going to be a chsar missing the rest of the days. So therefore, the ma'aseh shachiyanu, you would catch up on the rest of the days. Fine. So Zayin discusses the opinion of the Kichid Da'agzei Da'vacher and the opinion of Katzitza. So what brings down the Kichid Da'vacher Shema L'kicha, that if you do the Kichid Da'vacher as the L'kicha, the Gemara says, how many do you do there covered? Do that for Zayin, you're not going to be yet. So this is Zilberstein has two maises. One was that somebody sent like Dalminim with a horse and a wagon, and they sent him to the next city. I got to the next city, and everyone's very excited, they find you Dalminim. And because I don't know, the guy didn't let them go take the Dalaminim. You know, so one guy like was, you know, he finally got his Dalaminim. He went over, picked up the whole wagon, made a bracha. So the question is, the yitz or not? Huh? Huh? What do you say? Yaisa? Why? Saying this is like it's in a kli. Here's another maisa. If someone once put a lulav, someone put a lulav in like in a kli, whatever you want to like maybe change the color, and then it got like I don't know expanded, it got stuck, it couldn't get out of the kli. So it picked up the soda bottle and went to like a bracha. Huh? What do you say? Yeah, it's a. The halacha is that the Gemara brings down that if you take if you do the kichid da'vacha shema l'kicha, that's when you make a beis yavah noisai. If it's not derech kavod, it's a little bit kli. Lo yatzah, if you take it in the kli, you're not going to be yatzah. Even if it's a kesef, the Levitak he says lo derech kavod tries to make kli, lo shema l'kicha. I mean, on the achrona machme kli, we're machme we take the different kli yadav shulav. All of them are going to be machma. Now, nechiklu toisus on the ground, very important machlekes. Then again, if somebody's wearing, it's freezing cold outside, you want to wear gloves. Or, minig America, not minig America, minig of in chutzlaritz, if you did places where they wear tefillin, and they have the tefillin on b'shas when they make the bracha. The question is, or somebody has a ring on, I don't know why they're wearing a ring, a lady has a ring, and the question is that going to be a chatzitza or not. So the Ran says no idea chatzitza b'negeya dalaminim, enkez a davar. There's a din of lakicha tamo, they have to do a lakicha, but chatzitza does not passel, no makar for chatzitza passes, and chatzitza does not passel by dalaminim. Tois is on the end, says very clearly that there's a din of a chatzitza. What's nafkamina? Nafkamina is if you're wearing gloves or you have something on your hand. So something which is both at your hand. He says that. If you're like the Ran is going to be Yitzah. If it's about the hand, you're going to be Yitzah. I'm shanking it. Or like Taisavis. So there could be an Indian of Chatzitza, and therefore it's going to be a problem. How are you passing? We have a Yitzah of Zayin. If you take a base yad, then it's okay. Kichit Avachash Malakicha. If it's Derek Kavod. If it's not Derek Kavod, like you put in a clean Yitzah. If you put a Sudra under you take it, or you put a Sudra on your hand and you take it, Yitzah Malay Yitzah. You wrap a sword on your hand, like aka gloves or something like that. Yeshem and Deleyat. Yeshem and Deleyat. So who's the Yeshem? It's like the Mishnah Berurah. It's totally in the Tushitas. If you're like Toysvis, it's going to be a problem. If you're like the Ran, then it's not going to be a problem. Therefore, he says that if you wear gloves, what's going to be the halacha? What's the halacha if you wear gloves? According to the Ran, you should be Yitzah. According to Tais, not going to be Yitzah. Therefore, he says, somebody wore gloves, you should Yachzah Lana Blei Bracha. Because even though Chaber is in Yeshem Blei Yitzah, but it's Chishish for the Ran, if you wore gloves, you should go ahead and take it. So, B'nai Tfil, the Rabbi's done. V'nogu l'hachmer, l'os ha'tfil, t'abas mi'odam, or machmer, to take off the tefillin and the rings. Did you know, l'ochish was that? How do you call them? Hold on a second, that's Chazitza. Hail v'ein, kol yam chusah v'hem. Medina is not a problem because all hands are mechusa ben, but we're noigin to take off the tefillin also. Why Medina is not chesish? Why is it not chesash? Why is it not chesitza? So the Gaon says that Batsam the Ramah is going with the Shita of the Ran. Medina is not a chesash, being chesitza. Therefore, it's only noigin to take it off. And Echanami, he'll like Taisis. And Echanami, it would be a chesitza. Therefore, it's like the Mishnah Berurah. Kama going to Kotzah, Avidin Yeshak Podazah, Mishnah Chesitza, Avishin Kalim Chesabem. And not the boy, she's a tefillin coming the other mitzvah, it's yachsan the blei bracha. He says that you should go in and take a blei bracha, because he's been choishish that the whole sibas that the Ramaz is saying al chumra was only b'tur because it's going to Ran, and the chanami, for like Tesis, and the chanami is going to be a problem. Shashar Mizan, back to as the Gaon says, that even if my gavram holds the guda, holds b'lei gaviyah, that's when he holds like the Ran. But fi mechaber holds that yeshem le'yotza, doesn't like the Ran, therefore, Enoch Nami maybe should go ahead and Enoch Nami should go ahead and do without a bracha. So Mishpura holds that's Medina, according to some Rishayim. And then you have to make sure to take off the tefillin if you have them in. There are some be asked maybe that that if you're holding with a part of your hand, don't touch every part of your hand. If you're touching a chelik hand, maybe, you know, maybe that he only holds that's considered chetzitza if it's the whole hand is covered. If a hand is covered, then it's not going to be a problem. But according to Das Mishpura, it's not a problem. Mishpura is that according to the Ran, it's a problem, and therefore you have to make sure to go ahead and take it off. So that's my halacha l'maaseh. Kids, if you wear tefillin, what should you do? Take it off. If you didn't take off, what should you do? Take an blei bracha. You're wearing a ring? Take it off. Now, there's an eitzah that if you just don't... It's a problem with chetzisa. Now, lav dafka, every single part of your hand has to be touching the... What? Not sure. I'm saying, if you have your hand loose, or it's not touching, or I have three fingers, or whatever, I'm not sure if that's a problem. I'm saying, what do you say?
So what's the lowest?
If it's not touching. If it's not touching, it's
maybe it doesn't take it in
the position. So if I only take like two fingers, I go like this. Am I yaitza?
Huh?
What do you say? No, tefillin, you can't do that. Tefillin's the whole.
I can just hold it with your whole hand. That's if you're not holding it.
Huh? If they dominate the finger.
What do you say?
How many
dominate?
I say.
How many tevas do you need to almost tell me? There's about one or one, and you got your finger, and you still think it's going to take it off. You go like this. Everybody's talking about one ring.
Maybe it doesn't really keep up.
So maybe after some zamen over here, that which the Ramah says lachman, that says meyad. Shabbos because chilek gal meyad. So that's why some zamen, basically some zamen, they were knowing for ladies to go for the ring. Someone says only a issue if it covers a very big chilek of the hand. It just causes a small chilek. Then anyone would say that maybe it's not going to be a problem. Basically some zamen, they were not machmer. Yeah, this is a Raven Stei Chemis. This is the Hadas and the Rav is wet. So the Gemara brings down in Yuma Kipshuta that Maim is a Chatzitza. The Maim is a Chatzitza. The Gemara says the Kohen Gadol used to come out of the water and dry himself off. Why dry himself off? So Shalom, well, it's Chatzitza because the Chatzitza didn't even regard them. Yeah, the Vayakuna. So Stei Chemis wants to bring down that maybe the Maim will be a Chatzitza. So therefore, the first thing I have to say is to make sure that the chilek should be dried off, because maybe it's going to be a chazitza. It's not really wet. Okay, I'll stop here. So the next.